On the 5th of July, 1852, Frederick Douglass spoke to the Ladies' Anti-Slavery Society in Corinthian Hall in Rochester, New York. An escaped slave and abolitionist orator, Douglass was probably the most famous African-American man of his generation. The speech was a form of the African-American Jeremiad, a rhetorical form used effectively in later years by Martin Luther King, Jr. A Jeremiad is a lamentation, a doleful complaint, and an accusation. Named after the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah, it accuses people of sinfulness and calls them to repentance. In its classical form, it lays out first the promises of God, then the waywardness of God's chosen people, and finally, the redemption of reform. In both the title and substance of his speech, Douglass asked his audience and all Americans, "What to the slave is the 4th of July?" Douglass began by noting the irony of the occasion. The Declaration proclaimed in no uncertain terms that all men are created equal. And yet, according to the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, escaped slaves were not persons, but commodities. That act, which Douglass called the most foul and fiendish of all decrees, compelled all Americans to cooperate in returning fugitive slaves to their masters. It nullified the right of trial by jury and the right to confront witnesses. Hearings were held by commissioners who received double the normal fee if they found in favor of the slave catchers. In this context, Douglass asked his privileged audience, "What to the American slave is your 4th of July?" And in the central accusation of the whole speech, Douglass answered that for the slave, it was a day that reveals, more than all other days of the year, the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham, your boasted liberty an unholy license, your national greatness swelling vanity. Your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless, your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy, a thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of the United States at this very hour. Even so, Douglass concluded in a spirit of hope. He thought that people were beginning to respond to the true principles of the Declaration. And he was right. Within 20 years, the Civil War, the Emancipation Proclamation, and 3 constitutional amendments had wiped legal slavery from the books. Jeremiads like Douglass's speech and Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin had redeemed the Declaration's promises of liberty and equality. Like Douglass, many great Americans come from the nation's prophetic tradition, using what Dr. America calls declaratory sentences. Over and over again, American radicals have challenged the status quo by declaring that Americans need to live their declaration. The Jeremiads of people like Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Eugene Debs and Martin Luther King and Cesar Chavez have helped to fulfill some of the promises of 1776, but not all of them. What to the slave is the 4th of July? It's a magnificent question and worth pondering every year on the 4th or the 5th. The 5th of July is a good day to look at the silences of the 4th and to consider whether or not we will still declare our independence from ideas and institutions that still enslave others. In a country with no legal slavery, we need to ask who's still not quite equal, who's still in captivity. Who is our contemporary, Frederick Douglass, disturbing our peace for justice? From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, asking, "What to you is the 4th of July?"